the show that the fans deserve.
I'd consider myself a realist, all right, but in philosophical terms, I'm what's called a pessimist.
The show that the city needs.
This town deserves a better class of sports radio. And we're going to give it to them.
This is Talk Sports with John Reed and Cody McClure.
Leave one wolf alive and the sheep are never safe.
Back in the booth, back on the airwaves. Happy Friday to you. As we wrap up another week here in the Fan Run Studios in Knoxville. John Reed, Cody McClure, Ben Lee. Intern Parker's got the Periscope fired up if you want to watch along on Twitter at Fox Sports Knox. Also on the Facebook. Also on Periscope. Just search Fox Sports Knoxville. Fellas, how are we doing this morning? Thumbs up from Ben Lee. Cody Mack.
I'm okay today. I'm good to be here and good to be anywhere. How are you?
Are you sick?
I don't. Maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm okay. You doing all right?
I'm decent. I'm all right. I'm decent.
You're all dressed up today.
We got our Christmas luncheon right after the show.
Well, that was today, wasn't it?
Yeah, we have our company thing, and you are not dressed for. Mingling with clients and friends.
I forgot all about that.
Well, if you're going to miss out on that catered Rickard Rich barbecue, that's on you, buddy. That's a decision you have to live with. I'm not dressed up either. I just have a button-up shirt and jeans on. I'm not dressed up.
I mean, that's dressed up to me. I'm what you would call casual.
I don't know if I'm admitting to a crime yesterday. I don't know. I was in a fender bender yesterday, and the guy drove off and, like, sped off.
The guy as in you?
No. I, like, was hanging around waiting, like, hey, let's pull over. I stopped, and he kind of kept easing up. So I was like, okay, we're in traffic. We're in traffic. I bumped into him. And, you know, I was like, okay, well, our cars aren't broken. So let's obviously not stop in the middle of the road and block up traffic. It was, like, 4:45, so it was, you know, busy time. Mm-hmm. He pulls up.
Glad you guys didn't stop.
We start easing up. We're in the left lane, I guess. So like we're close to oncoming traffic. So he gets over the right lane. I'm like, okay, cool. And then he gets over again at the red light and turns right. I'm okay, maybe he's going to circle around here in this building. And he turns right at the red light and then guns it and gasses it up Western Avenue. Like gasses it, floors it, and change lanes and like is zipping and zipping. Zigging and zagging, and I'm just like, okay. He kept driving. I was like, well, I'm not going to stop and, you know, I just kept driving. I was like, okay, I guess I'm going home.
Yeah, you got off clean.
Like big win for the brand today.
Sounds like he maybe didn't have insurance.
Or a bunch of drugs in his car.
Could
or
be
maybe
that.
He'd been out drinking and driving. I don't know. I assumed, like, something had been going on in his day that he did not want to stop and deal with the police.
He's like, I'm just going to get the hell out of here.
Maybe I just admitted to a crime by me not reporting it, because I think you're supposed to report all accidents. So let's move on.
Yeah, I'm sure you're good.
We just like to share with the audience. So let's move on.
Was it a nice car?
No. I mean, it wasn't bad. It was just like a van.
Could have been somebody stashed in the back of the van.
Oh, yeah. I just realized that.
There weren't any Amber Alerts yesterday, were there?
No. Maybe I should have chased him down. Hey, sir, I need to give you my insurance information. Sir, take my insurance.
I'm headed to the border, buddy. You deal with your own fender bender.
So I considered it a win of me not having to wait and, you know, do like a 30-minute thing and, you know, insurance goes up. But then I was wondering, like, what's going on in that guy's life?
It could be a van filled with drugs.
Because, like I said, he gassed it up Western Avenue. He turned right there. The cleaners, like, right across from that Pilot and Kroger.
I know right where that's at.
He hit that right, headed up towards Western, towards the interstate, towards campus, and he gassed it and was switching lanes and trying to get away. So I said, okay, see ya.
He might have had, like, 100 kilos just loaded down in the back of that van.
Yeah. Picked the wrong guy to bump into, I guess.
Yeah. Sounds like he didn't care, so You got off. So your car's okay?
It's fine. It's a tank. It's fine.
So now you got a front.
It's not bad. It's not messed up or anything. It's fine. I thought I did put a little dent in his. Like, he would have, he probably, you know, a legal person would have probably been calling my insurance.
Yeah. You got a pretty good ding in the back. Is it as bad as the ding in the back?
No. That's when somebody hit me years ago. Someone drilled me years ago.
Yeah.
And I stopped. I did not drive off. Last night's game with the Chargers and Chiefs. What do you make of it? Because the Chargers, I think, feel better about themselves as a legitimate team.
I feel better about them as
you've been hating on Philip Rivers and the Chargers all year. How did you feel seeing that comeback?
Well, I was impressed, you know, 28-21, and then they go down, and instead of just tying it, taking it to overtime, they said, no, you know what, we're going to win the game right here, and they went and won the game.
Yeah,
Dana Holgerson style.
It was 28-14 with 8 minutes left. You know, the Chiefs scored with about 8 minutes left to put it up 28-14, and the Chiefs were ready to clinch the division and clinch a first round bye, and you know, feel good about themselves. And next thing they knew, they couldn't get two stops. They needed one stop out of two possessions and couldn't get it. And you know, in the end zone, there was a really, really bad pass interference call on third and goal. I thought it was third and goal from the 10, and should have been an offensive pass interference as Mike Williams pushed off, and they didn't call it. Instead, they called the Chiefs for a little hand fighting, which gave the Chargers the ball at, you know, the 2 yard line or the 1 yard line, and they were able to score. And then they went for two, and a really good 2-point play, I guess, because it left Mike Williams wide open. Gutsy win for the Chargers. These NFL teams that have to travel on Thursdays have not been good. It's the home team has been, the home team has reigned supreme on Thursday night so far this year. And the Chargers were able to go there and overcome a big deficit and win without two of their three best offensive players, maybe two of their five best players overall without, you know, Keenan Allen gets hurt right away and Melvin Gordon was already out. And they're still able to come back and win. And a couple things, a couple takeaways. I thought that last night was the official coming out party of last year's first round pick, Mike Williams. He's a guy who looks the part and performs at the part with three total touchdowns. He was the best player on the field whenever the Chargers were on offense, including the Chiefs defense. He was the best player on the team. Two receiving touchdowns, one rushing touchdown. Missed all of last year with a back issue, but he's healthy, and now you see why he was a top 10 pick. Coming out of Clemson, I wanted the Titans to draft him. They went with Corey Davis. I've been happy with Corey Davis, but that was the Mike Williams you saw against like Bama, where he was just the best player on the field whenever they were playing Bama, and he was just going up and catching everything. That's what you saw last night from Mike Williams.
Yeah, he's a big, deep threat receiver.
And just a big goal line receiver, yeah. Like, he can go deep, but he also just box you out on, you know, on the goal line.
He's big. Big and tough.
I don't know if Philip Rivers will ease into the MVP conversation. He was already had the fifth best odds. I don't know how he gets graded last night. He threw two pretty bad interceptions, but led two touchdown drives in the fourth quarter to win.
I'm going to be really disappointed in this season if Philip Rivers eases into the MVP conversation.
You should be. You should be ashamed of yourself for all the hate you've had towards Philip Rivers.
I'm not ashamed of myself.
Because I called him one of the best quarterbacks of this generation, and you scoffed and laughed.
Now, they finally won a game that matters. So, I mean, congratulations to them.
I mean, they beat the Steelers a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, everybody's beating the Steelers.
They beat the Steelers a couple weeks ago. Like, the Seahawks all of a sudden look unbeatable, and they won in Seattle.
Okay.
They won in Seattle, and Seattle's looked unbeatable since then.
I don't think they're bad.
I think they're the second-best team in the AFC, if not the best. Like, I think it's them and the Chargers, or them and the Chiefs. I think it's Chargers and Chiefs. I think those are by far the two best teams in the AFC. Feels a little bit like 1999 when the Titans went to the Super Bowl. And the two best teams in the AFC by far were the Jaguars and Titans, and they were both in the same division. And the Jaguars went 14-2, and the Titans went 13-3 and had to be a wild card. And the only two losses the Jaguars had in the year were the Titans. And the Titans had to be a wild card as a 13-3 team, because one of these teams last night is going to be a wild card and has to go on the road three straight times.
So now that the Chargers got the win, I mean, they are if Kansas City loses one more time, they'll win the division, right?
Yeah, Chargers have to win out, Chiefs have to lose one.
And that is possible.
It is possible. They both have a tough game next week. The Chiefs had two Seattle, which I just said, you know, Seattle's been pretty good. Been pretty good lately. They had two Seattle as the Ravens traveled to the StubHub Center. And then week 17, they both have division games with the Chargers hosting the Broncos. And actually, I believe the Broncos game's in Denver. I believe that Broncos game's in Denver. The Chargers play Denver, and the Chiefs play the Raiders. So, like, you know, the advantage goes to the Chiefs in Week 17. Week 16, I feel like they have equally tough games. I'd probably say going to Seattle is tougher than hosting Baltimore. Not only is that for the division, that's probably for the one seed. That's a huge, like I said yesterday, that's a huge game, and it was dumb to play it on 3 days rest, and it ended up being a really good game. And yeah, that week 17 game for the Chargers is in Denver. So Denver, you know, has the tougher schedule of the two moving forward. And a tie goes to the Chiefs because of division record. The Chargers have two losses in division, and as of now, the Chiefs only have one. So you're looking at the division title and the one seed. Seems kind of crazy that the AFC could go through the StubHub Center, a place that seats like 20,000 people.
Yeah, see, that's another reason I just can't get behind the Chargers. They don't have any fans.
Kind of feel like after last night, after last night's game and after the game in January I was at in Kansas City, I'm going to bet that Chiefs fans are okay with going on the road. Like, we're okay with going to the StubHub Center. Because yeah. I think they got a little bit going on with that when a fan base gets feeling doomed, and when nervous energy starts sitting through the stadium when things go wrong. I think the Chiefs have that going a little bit, and I think it's only going to get worse in the playoffs because they keep coming up short. It might behoove them to be on the road. Now, granted, they don't want to have to go to New England. But when it just comes to, like, the Chargers, or maybe when it comes to any big game, I don't know. Because last night you saw it. They're up 14, and they blew that, and those fans walked out with that same old familiar feeling. They were hitting the exits against the Titans with, like, 2.5 minutes left in the game, still well in doubt. They're like, yeah, we know how this ends. We know what happens. We're the Chiefs. We lose this game. So they hit the exits. They were ready to hit the road, Jack.
Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl.
No, they're not.
I mean, they're going to get to the Super Bowl.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. They are not a good team.
Yeah, they are.
You keep saying that as the Titans beat them down, as they struggle with the Jets, as they lose to – who did they lose to last week?
You keep showing no respect.
The Dolphins, as they lose
on
to the Dolphins.
On a fluke play.
It was close. On a ridiculous they should be embarrassed play. That it was a 5-point game before then.
They Dolphins always lose to Miami,
contender.
Too.
They're a playoff contender.
You know who's not a playoff contender?
The Chargers.
No, I think they're in. They're officially in the playoffs.
Oh, they're so not. Yeah, they're not a Super Bowl contender.
You know who's not? You know who else isn't? The Lions and the Jaguars
and the Titans.
They're still alive.
I'm talking Super Bowl contenders, not playoff contenders. Come on.
Okay, so you're telling me that the Patriots have lost to zero Super Bowl contenders? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm saying the Patriots are a Super Bowl contender.
So of the Patriots' four losses, they've lost to zero Super Bowl contenders.
You refuse to respect.
Whereas the Chargers.
You refuse to respect.
Whereas of two of the three Chargers' losses are to the Rams and the Chiefs.
I'm sorry. I can't
Otherwise,
sit here and buy the Chargers as the best team in the AFC.
I didn't say they're the best.
They got one good win now. Congrats. And no fans.
They have the best win maybe of the regular season so far.
I'd say the Rams and the Saints would have something to say about that.
What big road games have they won?
They weren't road games.
Okay. Chargers went on the road and beat the Chiefs. I'd say that's the best win of the regular season.
It's a good win.
I think it's the best win of the season. You just had your Chiefs, I mean, and your number one in your power rankings, and they went on the road and took down number one.
I mean, that's... the Rams beat the Chiefs. The Saints beat the Rams.
At
it's
home?
Like it's been around Robin.
At home? Both at home? None of those teams went on the road and won. They didn't. I'd say the Chargers have two of the five best wins of the season, or two of the six best wins of the season. I don't know. I have to look, but I would say that them going to Seattle and dominating Seattle is going to look pretty good at the end of the year, too. Chargers are for real, man. I've been telling you all year. They're for real. They're a good team. They're the second best team in the AFC. They might not be number two. They might be number one. They might be the best team in the AFC.
New England's going to be in the Super Bowl.
You keep saying that.
I will.
You keep saying that.
And I'll remind you of it in February.
New England versus Pittsburgh. You've been telling us all year. We'll see.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, we'll
see. I said New England versus the Saints.
New England versus – well, I know the Pittsburgh and New England's not in the Super Bowl. I'm saying the AFC Championship. Pittsburgh versus New England. You've been telling us all
Pittsburgh.
Year.
I never said Pittsburgh.
Ben Lee's shaking his head, yes. Don't make Ben Lee go
I said Pittsburgh would win the division. I didn't say Pittsburgh would be in the AFC Championship against New England.
Okay. Just keep holding on to New England. We'll see.
I'm going to.
Okay, we'll see.
As you ride behind the Chargers as their only fan.
I'm not even a Chargers fan. I was rooting for the Chiefs. I wanted the Chiefs to win. But real recognize real. Chargers are good, man. They got weapons on the outside. Mike Williams is their second or third best receiver, and he's unguardable.
Look, they got no fans. And when you're in the playoffs, you need fans.
They do not have fans. I'm not arguing with you there. They do not have fans.
Got to have fans in the playoffs.
I don't know if you have to have fans in the playoffs. I don't know if that checks out.
It's well documented.
They do. They are hurting on the fan base.
Maybe they'll get home field advantage, and it won't
it would
matter.
It would be really funny if they got home field advantage, and then every game – Every home game was a neutral site game in the playoffs. That would be really funny. I'm worried about Chiefs fans, though.
It's going to be really funny when they get bounced by, like, the Ravens.
Well, that'd have to be in the – well, I guess
or
if the Ravens,
the Titans or somebody.
I guess the Ravens could still win the division. I still think the Chiefs win the division. I do think the Chargers are going to have to go on the road, but I do think they can go on the road. They have the best road win of the season so far.
Even the losers get lucky sometimes.
And I don't think at 11-3 they're losers. I think they're winners.
They're the beneficiaries of a manageable schedule.
You keep saying that as I tell you that they have two of the best 7-8 wins of the season.
Okay.
That's... And that their losses, they really struggled having to play the Rams and the Chiefs early in the year.
I mean, the Seahawks are 8-5, right?
Yeah, they are.
I mean,
Seahawks are 8-5.
Is that one of the best 8 wins of the year? A road win at Seattle.
I think we're going to look at the end of the year when they're 11-5 and say yeah, or 10-6 and say yeah. Be interested to see how many home losses Seattle has this year. Two, the Rams and Chargers is where I think that would fall on. They beat Dallas at home. They lost by 2 to the Rams. Beat Green Bay, beat the Vikings, beat the 49ers. Yeah, they have two home losses this year. A two-point loss to the Rams and a beatdown by the Chargers. Now, it was a 15-point game that got close at the end, and the Seattle did have a chance to tie that, so beatdown might be a little extreme, but they were well in hand, up 15 in that fourth quarter. I am worried about the Chiefs moving forward, though. We'll talk about that next. Stick with us to talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Do you think that the Chiefs feel as good about themselves as they did a couple weeks ago? Because last couple weeks, the Ravens have slowed down that offense, and the Chargers slowed them down enough. The Chiefs had ultimate confidence about a month ago. Even after that Rams game, they thought, hey, we can score on anybody. Hey, our offense is going to be good enough. I don't know if it's because the weather's turning colder and the season's getting longer and players are starting to get banged up, or if people are sort of figuring the Chiefs out, or if they just play two good defenses, because I do think both the Ravens and the Chargers have good defenses.
I think they're struggling without Kareem, for sure. I think he was a big part of that offense.
Like, Damian Williams last night was pretty good. He was solid.
Yeah, he had close to 30 fantasy points.
Yeah, I mean, if you were starting him in your fantasy playoffs, you were happy. He outscored Mahomes, he outscored Kelsey, he outscored Hill. Like, you got lucky and had the top scorer on the Chiefs. He had two touchdowns. He looked okay. He looked pretty good. He looked way better than Spencer Ware did, as you know, that was the guy they had been using to replace Kareem Hunt. He looked a lot more explosive than Spencer Ware. But these are pretty pedestrian numbers from Pat Mahomes. 24 of 34, 243 yards, two touchdowns. Still good. Not great in today's NFL. Definitely not up to the standard he had set. Combine that with the Ravens shutting them out for the second half until, you know, 2 minutes was left and the Chiefs had to put on a clutch drive. It was a 24-17 game and they came down and tied it. But a large part of the last two games, it seems like the Chiefs' offense isn't as explosive. Your first takeaway is, yeah, they're missing Kareem Hunt, and I don't think that's the wrong take by any means.
Well, it's they've played better. I mean, I think the Ravens were a pretty good defense. I don't know where the Chargers rank defensively, but the competition level on that side of the ball did go up. And it's the same thing I've talked about in the NFC for me. It's like when these teams meet a team that's hot defensively or that's tough to play on defense, like are these high-powered offenses going to be slowed down, and are we going to see a resurgence of defense in the NFL? Because I would kind of like to see that. After all the time we've spent talking about the Saints, the Rams, and the Chiefs this year, see like a Bears-Ravens Super Bowl, something like that.
I don't want two defensive teams in the Super Bowl. I'm cool with the Bears versus the Chiefs or the Chargers or the Patriots. I'm cool with one elite defense. I don't want two defenses in there because then that game becomes, you know, 17-14.
Maybe not a Super Bowl, but maybe just see a couple of defensive teams win. Like, you know, the Seahawks are playing really good defensively, too, and that'll be the next test for the Chiefs as they go there next week.
I mean, the Seahawks, Cowboys, and Bears are doing that in the NFC. In the AFC, there are no great defense in the AFC except the Ravens.
Ravens are pretty good, yeah.
Ravens have a really good defense. But they're helped by the run game, you know, chewing up 40 minutes of the clock and keeping the offense on the field. Like, they've gone to just old-school football of trying to control time of possession and limit possessions.
Yeah, and when it comes down to it, I mean, the Ravens are not going to have enough to get to the Super Bowl.
I don't think so either. But just the last, you know, since that Rams game, November 19th, you know, the Chiefs beat the Raiders. Mahomes went 23 of 38, 295 yards. Had the four touchdowns, but 295 yards on 38 passes. They weren't really hitting the deep balls. Against Baltimore, 35 of 53, 377 yards. Two touchdowns, one interception. Last night, 24 of 34, 243 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Those, the average there, you know, early in the season, Mahomes was 9 yards an attempt, 10 yards an attempt. Against Cleveland, almost 12 yards per attempt. Like, he's really only been held below 7. He's even only been held below 8 yards per attempt one time early in the season. That was the Monday Night Football game against Denver. Remember that one? That was one where he broke out the left-handed pass. But Denver kept him bottled up for a lot of that game. So, yeah, like, earlier in the season, up until the Rams game, they were over 8 yards per attempt easily on all of their passes. Last 3 weeks, 7.76, 7.11, 7.15. I don't know if that coincides with just no Kareem Hunt, less respect in the run game, if it has something to do with Tyreek Hill being a little bit banged up, the weather, the offensive line, Mahomes regressing, because a couple of those passes that I saw him throw last night were just inaccurate. But it's not the same Chiefs offense. And I think if the Chiefs don't have that offense, really hurts their chances of winning the Super Bowl because their defense isn't very good. Now, they did get Eric Berry back last night, and as he gets, you know, reacclimated into the lineup consistently, that'll only help. But even with Eric Berry, I don't know how good that defense is. Should worry you if you're a Chiefs fan.
I think you could say the same about the Saints or the Rams right now, though.
Yeah, I mean, neither one of those offenses are being very explosive right now. That September-October feeling has long, long faded now that we're in December.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It seems to me like there's really it's up in the air. I don't think we're really looking at one team as like, yeah, that's the Super Bowl favorite.
Well, not only that, but I think all the concerns about the offenses ruining football have been alleviated a little bit, right?
It seems that way.
That was the talk after that Chiefs-Rams Monday Night Football game was, wow, this is the new norm, and wow, these offenses have gone too far. The defenses can't keep up.
And then the defenses have settled in.
Now, I don't want to make it seem like they've completely stopped the Chiefs. They scored 28 points last night, which is a good number. It's just not where the Chiefs need to be. It's not where they were, right?
And they still scored more against the Ravens. They scored, what, 27 against the Ravens?
Yeah. They had 27 in overtime. They had 17 with 2 minutes left, though. Like, that's kind of what I was looking at. That was they had gotten pretty much shut down. They had 10 points to look a little bit more explosive, but still.
I think the Chiefs would still be my number one just because I don't think – they haven't been shut down quite like the Rams and the Saints have. So out of that group, I think I still like the Chiefs the most. Until playoff time and they have to play Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Tom Brady.
I'm not in the mood to talk about Tom Brady.
How great is Tom Brady?
They need to worry about the Steelers this weekend.
Who, the Chiefs?
No. The Patriots. Tom Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Tom needs to be focused on Big Ben.
Now, yeah, they'll be fine.
Tom, now you put Tom out against the Steelers, and Tom's going to perform.
There it is.
Tom's going to perform. 11-2. He's 11-2 against the Steelers. If there's one thing Tom Terrific does, he plays terrific against the Steelers. 11-2.
Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl, right?
And I don't know about that. The squad doesn't look very good. You see Gronk fall down trying to tackle that guy? Gronk, his body's falling apart. You can see the screws coming out of his neck. You can see the screws coming out of his knees. Frankenstein's monster was coming apart. He's not got many days left.
It was a fluke play. Love Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg is a good actor.
He's one of my favorites.
I don't know if he's done any good movies lately, but he got enough.
Ted.
He got enough good ones. I mean,
when I think Mark Wahlberg, I think
Ted.
I think
Ted. You think Ted?
I think the other guys with Will Ferrell.
And you think Mark Wahlberg's a good actor? So you start with
favorites.
The other guys and Ted, and you're making the case that Mark Wahlberg's a good
actor. And The Departed, of course, The Departed. Those are the three I think of. I like funny Mark Wahlberg, but that's what makes Mark Wahlberg great. He's versatile. He can play serious Mark Wahlberg or funny Mark Wahlberg.
I think both instances he's just playing Mark Wahlberg.
What would be your Mark Wahlberg movie rankings?
I don't know about the rankings, but when I think of Mark Wahlberg, I think of
The Departed,
Four Brothers, Boogie Nights.
Four Brothers was the one about the cops that were like, no, yes, I don't know. I feel like I've seen that.
Talking about the one with him and Joaquin Phoenix. I think you're talking about We on the Night.
Joaquin?
Yeah, when his brother is a cop.
Nah, I don't know.
Okay.
Mark Wahlberg's pretty good as a cop.
That's pretty much all he plays.
He's played a cop in a lot of movies.
That's pretty much all he does anymore. Garrison points out Shooter. Yeah, I forgot about Shooter. Good point by you.
That was Mark Wahlberg.
Pretty good point by you.
Yeah.
The whole family just plays cops. Like, his brother's been the cop on, what, Blue Bloods on CBS? Like, they're just, like, they look like cops. When I think of Boston people like them, I think of cops. I think of the pigs. Let's catch a break. Come back on the other side. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio. Back on the program. As it stands right now, after watching those two teams last night, I've said I think that they're both the best teams in the AFC. I would say they're two of the four best teams in the NFL. Are you buying both of them as Super Bowl contenders?
No.
No? Like, so you really don't think the Chargers could win the Super Bowl?
No, I don't. I think I'll tell you what, if the Chargers are in the Super Bowl, I'm not going to watch the Super Bowl. I'm going to take the day off.
That
I'm
seems extreme. Why are you so out on the Chargers? Is it just your year-long bias? You refuse to yield? You refuse to admit that Phillip Rivers is one of the best quarterbacks of his generation?
I don't like Phillip Rivers. I think he's got too many kids. I think their move from San Diego to L.A. was horrible. I think that they owe the people of San Diego a lot, and they just abandoned them.
For what?
For what? Why'd they abandon them? You know the answer.
They wanted a new stadium. They wanted to play in a new stadium.
And now nobody's watching them play.
Well, they're not in the new stadium yet.
Well, nobody's going to watch them in the new stadium either.
Well, they might.
Because they don't have any fans in L.A.
They might.
They had a great city in San Diego that was it was all theirs.
They had an old stadium.
San Diego loved them, just like Oakland loves their Raiders. I hate the Raiders, too, for the same reason.
You like the Rams.
And again, Phillip Rivers.
Hold on a second. You like the Rams.
The Rams are different.
Why are the Rams different? They left St. Louis. St. Louis loves the Rams.
I like Aaron Donald. I think he's a dominant player.
Uh-huh.
I like Jared Goff. He's a really good-looking guy.
Okay.
Whereas Phillip Rivers is just this loose cannon who just can't control his – the guy's got, like, what, 10 kids? I cannot support him, man.
I thought you were going to say loose cannon can't control his ego, but you went with he couldn't control his.
Well, yeah, sure, his ego, too. I can't support any man that willingly has that many kids. Like, what are you doing? Stop at three.
I mean, I will give you that. Like, it does seem a little weird to have that many kids. Like, yeah, there are no arguments from me.
I can't support a quarterback like that.
The only reason to have that many kids would be back in the day when you needed farm hands.
Right. Right. Back then it made sense.
Grandpa John and Mama Ruth, they popped out many kids. Many kids. I believe 9. Maybe 10.
Melvin Gordon.
I can never actually get the actual count of how many uncles and aunts I have because a couple of them died, you know, just here and there. Never actually sit down and figure it up and remember, but they had like somewhere between 8 to 10 kids.
Melvin Gordon played at Wisconsin.
Yeah?
That's another negative.
What's wrong with Wisconsin?
It's cold. Look, the Chargers are just one of those teams that has always bored me.
Phillip Rivers is just a good Northern Alabama man. Just a good Southern boy. He wears bolo ties. He just comes out and he's a gunslinger. And he's made it a long way with this stupid release. He has a stupid throwing motion, but he's made it work.
So you're telling me Phillip Rivers is also a Bammer?
A Northern Bammer.
But a Bammer.
The Northern Bammers are a little bit different than these Southern Bammers. They're actually a lot different.
Where's he from? Huntsville, Muscle Shoals, somewhere in there?
I think Huntsville.
Huntsville?
I think Huntsville's where he's from, I think.
Same as NASA?
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Huntsville a time or two. I enjoyed Huntsville.
Great city.
It was
Northern
okay.
Alabama is way different than Southern Alabama. He might not actually be from Huntsville, but I do know he's from Northern Alabama.
Really, Southern Alabama is okay, too. Like, Mobile's pretty cool. I think it's just the interior of the state that sucks.
Okay. Well, he's not from the interior.
Regardless, the Chargers have always been a team that just – do they not just bore you as a name? The name does a lot for me. The Chargers. Oh, the L.A. Chargers. Like, it seems like they just shouldn't exist to me.
So have you let your strong personal feelings, have you let them get in the way? Cloud your judgment? Because last night I saw a team that could go and win the Super Bowl. But you say no. Okay, well then who do you have as legit contenders?
Patriots.
One.
Chiefs.
Two.
That's about it. It's going to be
I'm
one of those
I'm not talking about just the AFC. I'm talking about just the whole entire league.
Oh, Saints.
Three.
Rams.
Four.
The Bears.
Five.
That's it.
That's it.
That's all for me.
I'm trying to think of what my list would be because I feel like it's way bigger than five right now.
Might throw the Seahawks in if they get hot enough. Like the Cowboys, I don't think the Cowboys are going to get there.
Well, I think if the Bears can, the Cowboys can.
I just like the Bears more.
Well, I understand who you like more.
Well, that's part of my reasoning.
But I'm just trying to look at it from what they actually do on the field. I think if you're considering the Bears a Super Bowl contender, you have to consider the Cowboys a Super Bowl contender.
Okay. Fine.
Cowboys defense isn't as good, but the offense is better. Like, since they got Amari Cooper, Ezekiel Elliott's back to being a top three running back in the league. It feels wide open right now. Like, all year long, it felt like you had three teams that could do it. Right now, I feel like there's like eight or nine that if you told me won the Super Bowl, I'd be like, okay, yeah. I see it. I see the case. Like in the NFC, like if the top six in right now get there and win, I would probably only be mildly surprised with the Vikings. I'd probably only be surprised with the Vikings. If you told me the Seahawks won, I'd say, okay, yeah. Russell Wilson, run game, defense. Little receivers who make big plays.
Hey, you know, Chad pointed out Phillip Rivers didn't move from San Diego. I'd forgotten about that story.
He stayed loyal.
How he makes the commute every day.
He stayed loyal to San Diego. He didn't turn his back on San Diego.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not leaving. This is my city.
He does make the commute every day, and he didn't abandon San Diego, did he?
Chad also pointed out that we can't prove that Rivers doesn't have a farm for all those kids.
Fair. Well, When I meant the farm, I meant that they had the farm and that you needed extra farm hands. Rivers is wealthy enough where he can afford to pay workers, so he doesn't get the pass that the old Great Depression farmers had, where they just had to have help.
Yeah, but if he grew up a Northern Alabama boy, he probably, you know, he understands hard work.
He understands it. I get it. Yeah, sure.
He probably wants his kids to have that.
Well, I'm not saying he's going to be a bad father and not instill work ethic in them. I'm saying it wasn't out of necessity.
I think it's okay to say you're a bad father if you have 10 kids.
Papa John and Grandma Ruth, they had to have the extra help to help get the tobacco and feed the pigs. They didn't have no other help.
It's slightly different today.
Philip Rivers can afford help. He's a millionaire. It's not out of necessity. He just likes having kids. It is reckless. I do like he can afford them, so maybe reckless isn't the wrong word because it's not like these kids are growing up and going to be dependent on society or you know they're going to be underserved and undertaken care of. No, they're going to have good lives.
I think another reason I don't like Phillip Rivers is because he's never been a playoff level quarterback.
What are you talking about?
Didn't they win the AFC like twice?
He's never gotten his team to the Super Bowl.
Okay, that's fine.
He's never been. He was basically.
That doesn't mean he wasn't a quarterback worthy of that.
Well, maybe he is. I don't know, but I would think his teams would have made it at least once.
I mean, there has been a
deep playoff run.
There has been a pretty good team standing in their way for a big part of their time there,
and that's why I respect that team, and I respect the Steelers for the years that they got there.
Little bit of what the Raptors have been going through.
Well, maybe they should be better.
A little bit of what the Raptors have going through. A little bit of what like Charles Barkley had to go through and like everybody in the NBA except Hakeem Olajuwon had to deal with in the 90s with Jordan. Like, a whole lot of great players retired in the 90s with no championships because of, well, Michael Jordan.
If Phillip Rivers was great, he would just beat the Patriots.
Oh, yeah, just go there by himself and beat all 22 guys by himself?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what LeBron would do.
Mm-hmm.
If he was the quarterback for
definitely,
the Chargers.
Definitely the same thing.
I'd take LeBron at quarterback for the Chargers over Phillip Rivers.
LeBron didn't beat the Warriors last year. Why not?
Nobody's beaten them before.
Why didn't he beat them last year or the year before?
Because they were just too good.
Oh.
I don't think anybody's arguing the Patriots are just too good. They're unbeatable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
In a one-game situation, you're telling me the Patriots are unbeatable? I mean, if Phillip Rivers was great, he would have beaten them. At least once. That's all I'm asking for, once.
I still remember Phillip just out there limping around on his torn ACL, trying to beat the Patriots.
Great quarterbacks don't tear their ACL.
Well, that's not true.
Has Tom Brady ever torn his ACL?
Isn't that what happened to him in 2008?
Maybe. I don't know. Did he tear an ACL?
I mean, he got hit in the knee. Was it an ACL tear?
I don't know.
He had something go wrong with his knee in 2008 against the Chiefs. Was it an ACL tear? I feel like it was an ACL tear.
Yeah, I don't know. ACL.
It was an ACL tear?
Okay, well, I stand corrected. Has Aaron Rodgers ever torn his ACL?
Rodgers torn his ACL? I don't know if Rodgers ever torn his ACL. Rodgers has been more – he's been hurt way more.
Broke his collarbone. He had the MCL issue this year.
Okay. Did Warren Moon ever tear his ACL?
I feel like you just learned who Warren Moon was a couple days ago.
I've always known who Warren Moon was.
I feel like
was.
If you didn't know
he
who
played
Randall
for the Oilers.
I feel like if you don't know who Randall Cunningham was, you don't really know who Warren Moon is.
I know Warren Moon a lot more than I know Randall Cunningham.
That was your next place to go? Did Warren Moon ever tear his ACL?
Did Dante Culpepper ever tear his ACL?
When I think of great quarterbacks, I think of Dante Culpepper.
Yeah, take him over Phillip Rivers. Has Marcus Mariota ever torn his ACL?
Nope.
Yeah.
It's true.
He'll never win a Super Bowl either.
Out of the NFC, I think five of the six teams I'd see win the Super Bowl and just say, okay, that makes sense. And even the Vikings, you could show me the path. Like, hey, the defense is playing better. And maybe this new offensive coordinator and getting rid of John DeFilippo can fix Kirk Cousins. There's enough playmakers on that offense to win. I wouldn't be surprised at any of them winning. Now, maybe the Saints wake up and they return to being a juggernaut and all of this changes. And then the AFC, man, the Chiefs have been so much better than everybody for most of the year, but now they seem beatable. Now they seem just like just another team that has a really good offense and a average defense. And I don't even know if the offense is really good anymore. Out of the AFC, you could tell me that, honestly, right now you could tell me eight teams won the Super Bowl out of the AFC. And I wouldn't be shocked.
Eight teams.
If you told me the Colts won the Super Bowl, I wouldn't be shocked. If you told me the Colts got in,
you wouldn't be shocked?
No.
Are you including the Titans in that?
I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, they get hot. I mean, they've beaten some good teams this year.
I feel like you got to include the Dolphins.
They've already beat down the Patriots. Like, I'm not scared to go to Foxborough. We already showed what we could do to that team. Pounded them. More physical. In the AFC, I think you can name six teams. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if the Steelers figured things out. And won. Really out of the playoffs right now in the AFC, I'd say the Texans? Really? The Texans won the Super Bowl? But maybe that's just my hatred of the Texans. Because they have a good defense and they have playmakers and Deshaun Watson is good. Seems wide open right now. Hour one in the books. Hour two on deck. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.